All Music Radio on a Sunday morning, 19 minutes away from midday. It goes Squiddy Bellitti and The Word Girl doing very well in the charts. Coming up now, here's the Isley Brothers, Bad Lady.
Lady, you're beautiful 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 lady. set up looking at TV through a snow blizzard? Then call in Shamrock Communications, the specialists in small pipe systems like blocks of flats and hotels. Shamrock Communications will give you quality reception using the best high-tech aerials. When the experts give up, they call for Shamrock. So you should speak to them first and save a great deal of bother. Shamrock also supplies the trade. Speak to Shamrock on Dublin 967388. That's Dublin 967388. And let Shamrock put you in the picture.
First, there was the burger. Then came the cheeseburger. Then the double cheeseburger. And then Burger King introduced the first bacon double cheeseburger. Two flame grill burgers, a double helping of melting cheese, topped with lean, sizzling, crispy bacon.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?
Aren't you hungry for a bacon double cheeseburger now?
Burger King, O'Connell Street and Grafton Street, Dublin.
In this week's Sunday World, Pauline Cronin rolls out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer and finds out where Ireland's young set are heading for their holidays. Plus, a first-ever sneak preview of The Goonies, Steven Spielberg's new secret movie. And you can look at the Irish James Bond girl to whom we give a license to thrill. And remember, you could win our £6,000 extra ball competition. Sunday World. Nobody does it better.
Pontins provide the best value for money holidays in the Northwest. Self-catering at Prestatyn and Southport, or full-board self-service at Morecambe and Blackpool. For all details, contact your local travel agent now.
102.7 Radio Nova. Tony McKenzie.
Thank you.
Music Radio.
Yes, I'm lucky. Yes, I'm lucky. Yes, I'm lucky. Yes, I'm lucky.
Music Radio on a Sunday, there goes Mick Jagger. He's lucky in love. That's it. The ET40 is next after the 12 o'clock, or even the midday news with George Long. I'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, at 11 o'clock. So don't be late. And remember, you keep it right here. Here's DeBarge, the rhythm of the night.
Playing.
In this advertisement, there's no gimmicks, no frills, no tricks. Open every Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m., no-name fashion depot. This season's fashion at factory prices. For example, T-shirts, £1.99. Jeans, £5.99. Skirts, £3.99. Blouses, £3.99. All at no-name fashion depot, Unit 2, Balfe Road off Ballymount Road, opposite the Halfway House pub in Walkinstown. For directions, see our ad in today's Sunday World. In this week's Sunday World, Pauline Cronin rolls out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer and finds out where Ireland's young set are heading for their holidays. Plus, a first-ever sneak preview of The Goonies, Steven Spielberg's new secret movie. And you can look at the Irish James Bond girl to whom we give a license to thrill. And remember, you could win our £6,000 Extra Ball competition. Sunday World. Nobody does it better.
For fresh, fresh milk, fresh from the co-op,
it's Baileyborough, Baileyborough milk for me.
Now you can get your very own cuddly Baileyborough cow hand puppet when you buy Baileyborough milk. Full details from your Baileyborough milkman, local store, or telephone Dublin 262-817. That's 262-817 for your own Baileyborough cow hand puppet.
Baileyborough milk, Baileyborough,
fresh from the co-op.
You'll see the difference with great new summer look that Peter Mark with Dozier Vitality. Dozier Vitality perms energy into your hair at Peter Mark.
Another choice for businessmen and holidaymakers. 30 minutes from Dublin to Holyhead with Dublin City Helicopters.
Our First National clock says it's 12 o'clock at all 150 of their offices.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kilohertz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 12 midday, ABC Network News with George Long. Good afternoon. First, the world news. Arab terrorists who seized a TWA jet and killed one passenger took off for an unspecified destination today with about 40 hostages still aboard, the third day of terror for the hijacked victims. However, in Beirut, an airport official said before the Boeing 727 took off that he expected it to return to the Lebanese capital for the third time. The end of the drama is going to be here in Beirut, said the official, who spoke on condition of anonymity. Where else can the hijackers go, he said. British news. An explosion was reported after a 7.5-pound bomb was discovered outside premises in London's Soho area. Police sealed off Great Windmill Street and the surrounding area and evacuated people when they were called to a suspect package last night. Police believe the detonator on the device may have gone off but failed to ignite the main charge. A young hitchhiker was recovering from typhoid in a Suffolk hospital today after a major operation to alert people who may have come into contact with him. The hitchhiker, who is understood to have come to Britain from India, stayed at the Brandon Youth Hostel in Suffolk on June 3rd, 4th and 5th. He's now in an isolation ward at the West Suffolk Hospital in Bury St. Edmunds. Irish news. Five children, all from the same family, have died in a fire at their home in Cork today. The blaze happened in a two-story house in St. Patrick's Square in Cove, near Cork, and the youngsters, aged between 4 and 10 years, were believed to have been trapped upstairs. The dead were two girls and three boys. Their parents, John and Mary Cody, who have no other children, escaped with minor injuries and were treated in Cork Regional Hospital. Weather prospects for the Bay Area, firstly, dry today with good sunny spells. Cloud increasing later with rain expected this evening. Winds are light and variable, force 2 to 4 on the Bay, temperatures reaching 17 degrees. In the northwest of England and Scotland, a clear day can be expected. Clouds increasing later with winds moderate to fresh, gusty on coasts. And in Wales and the Isle of Man, somewhat milder with good long sunny spells. Temperatures there reaching a high of 17 to 18 degrees by afternoon. Further Irish news can be obtained on Magic 103 FM. Meanwhile, compiled from the wires of the Press Association, this is ABC Network News.
Chris Carey, Radio Nova, Euro Top 40, Top 40.
Hello again, it's Chris Carey, I'm in London, and we're going to count down the 40 hottest records across Europe. We've got four new entries in this week's chart, plus a brand new number one. But first, let's remind ourselves of last week's top three. At number three, it was Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. At number two, Duran Duran, and A View to a Kill. And at number one, yet again, it was Paul Hardcastle's
1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. 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 19. But how do you soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day. 700 enemy troops were killed last week in that sensitive border area. Throughout all of South Vietnam, the enemy lost a total of 2,689 soldiers. Vietnam combat veterans suffer from what psychiatrists call post-traumatic stress disorder. Many vets complain of alienation, rage, or guilt. Some succumb to suicidal thoughts. 8 to 10 years after coming home, almost 800,000 men are still fighting the Vietnam War.
That's Paul Hardcastle's last week's number one, and we've got 40 great records to play for you over the next 3 hours on the ET40. Number 40, it's a new entry for Sister Sledge with a song called Frankie.
I remembered I loved you so much way back when we were